wear your life jacket every time you head out on the water. We're securing them before the emergency arrives. Next on Western Life Radio.
Get online, on board, and on track with Utah State Parks online education for OHVs and PWCs. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
Become a certified good guy or gal. Get your concealed firearms permit. TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Life jackets only work when you wear them. Ty Hunter with Utah State Parks and Recreation is ready before the emergency.
Really only good when you wear it. We did a thing where we had a bunch of folks jump in the water. We had a couple go in with a jacket, a couple that we threw the jacket in afterwards with them. And this is in 46 degree water. And the ones that had to put it on, some got them on fairly easy. Come to find out afterwards, they had set that jacket for themselves so they didn't look dumb and trying to get it going. And then we had a couple that went in blind and said, I just want to try this as it would be if I'd pulling it out of a bin. And they had a very hard time with the dexterity of their hands and trying to get it on and getting the buckles lined up right and really getting the jacket secured the way it should be and was designed to be on. So that's just a big thing. Wearing it takes that extra time out of that emergency situation. You can care for yourself as number one, but once yourself is cared for, that you can be able to render aid to others that may be in your group. I'll say this as a parent, and I know most parents would say this, I would rather have something happen to me than my children. But in turn, I'm sorry, I'm going to get a little emotional on this one. But in turn with that, say this, Brian, is yeah, I would rather it happen to me, but I would rather my children have me around for the days to come too. So to be together with that. And there are so many circumstances that we see in the state where those happen, where the parent is assisting and helps the child, but then does not make it back into the boat. And there's a family that is missing a parent at that point in time. We don't want that to happen. So the biggest thing is adults are our biggest culprits. Kids are required to wear it, and they wear them. It's the adults that are sitting in the boats that don't have the jackets on. It's no different than being on the road and wearing seatbelts there. I mean, our life jackets are literally the seatbelts of the sea for us.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.